Firefighters have been working tirelessly to extinguish dozens of fires across Greece right now, where over 100 fires have broken out just in the past day. Joining us now on the Vision Homeowners Newsline, ABC News foreign correspondent Tom Rivers in London with the very latest. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Yeah, as horrific as the fires are, say, out west in the U.S., same kind of a story in southern Greece. We've got a team there now for a couple of days just north of Athens, and there they have one of the large fires. It's been going now for 4 or 5 days, and the problem is this incredible heat wave. They haven't seen the likes of which over the past 10 days for about 3 decades, and it's tinder dry. Is about 100 wildfires, but collectively, if you kind of group them together, you're talking at about 5 major blazes, and it's caused evacuations. Firefighters are coming in from various parts of Europe, the European Union, water planes as well. So they're throwing everything at it, but the weather is such that it's going to continue to be hot and dry, and strong winds certainly through the weekend. So no rest from the weatherman, that's for sure.
And of course, this is something where the Prime Minister has even said that this is something that the country is facing, what he's calling unprecedented environmental crises. So, yeah, as you'd mentioned, this isn't something that's just isolated that we normally think of here in, the American West, that this is truly a global issue in more and more countries,
yep.
Even ones, on the coast, they're in the Mediterranean, something you think of more as a kind of a water, area, more wet, has the same issues.
Yeah, exactly. And, if it happened, in isolation, you could say, well, that's just, incredibly bad luck. But you look at the trends, this is kind of something that Greece, certainly in the past, say, 5-6 years, is seeing, maybe not to this extent, but they're seeing these kinds of fires. And it is just dry. They just don't have the normal rainfall that they're used to, and it's warmer, and again, it takes weeks and weeks and weeks. Sometimes they don't get answers, but the investigations are such it could be caused by natural causes, lightning, you name it, that sort of thing, or could be literally something like arson, etc. But boy, very, very costly. Thousands of people evacuated from, going to add it up collectively, about 60 villages. So this is no small-time operation. It's a lot of manpower fighting the fires, a lot of manpower getting people out of harm's way.
Exactly. And again, very, very costly, as you mentioned. And we know Greece has had some economic struggles over the past, few years, past decade as well. So that's just adding more pressure onto that nation and the EU bloc as well.
Oh, you got it. You got it. And can you imagine, too, if you're a tourist, and you may not know the lay of the land too well, and you wake up one morning and, whoever's running the hotel says, hey, Andrew, you got to pack your bags. We got a boat down on the quayside. It's getting a little touchy here. We're going to have to move you away for a few days. And some people are actually in that situation right now.
Yeah, it's very, very, interesting to watch. Again, as we'd mentioned, not just an issue that we're facing in one area of the world or not, this is becoming more of a true global issue. ABC's Tom Rivers, thank you so much for joining us, getting us caught up to speed of what's happening over in that part of the world.
Take care.